Blog Talk Radio.
Corruption, racism, xenophobia, white supremacy, healthcare protections hanging by a thread, law enforcement encouraged to commit acts of brutality, peaceful people being separated from their families, and at the helm, a man beholden to Russia who is so unhinged that his actions could actually lead us to nuclear war. Join Liberal Dan Radio, Talk from the Left, That's Right, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. Together we must stand against the destruction of this country and the ideals we hold dear before it's too late. Coming to you live from New Orleans, Louisiana, to call the show with area code 914-205-5772. That's area code 914-205-5772. Or you can join the show's chat page on the blogtalkradio.com/liberaldan. The episode page will have a chat function where you can join in and ask questions there. Or if you're listening after the live broadcast, you can always leave your comments and questions, et cetera, on the show thread at liberaldan.com. It's been a while since I've been on the air, and I plan to come back every Wednesday, with the exception of vacations or other times. But I do want to get back to doing this on a more regular basis because I do believe it's needed, especially with what's going on in this country. But first, as always, this week's headlines. Donald Trump had a win in the Supreme Court that backed up his Muslim ban. Donald Trump gets to name another Supreme Court nominee. Donald Trump is eliminating an Obama-era guideline to promote diversity in universities. Donald Trump has used the official White House Twitter account to attack two sitting U.S. senators. Donald Trump has had another win on the Supreme Court as they made an anti-union ruling. And in commercial news, the dog from Bush's baked bean commercials has died. And that was this week's headlines. Now, normally, pardon me, the second Civil War seems to be going off right around my house, having some explosions. Hope we'll all remain safe during this time of trial and tribulation for the second Civil War that's going on. Thanks for the forewarning by Alex Jones on that issue. If you haven't seen it yet, I'm sure you have. I've put a couple of second Civil War letters on my page on my Twitter account at Liberal Dan Radio on Twitter, so you can check that out as well. Well, normally my headlines tend to be a little snarkier, tend to be a little funnier, but with what's going on this week, it's just ever since the last show, I'm going to bring myself to be snarky on this one at least, simply because he has had so much going for him when it comes to wins this week, that it's making things very scary. We have that win that he had a little bit ago on the Muslim ban that basically said that he could go ahead and continue with it, and he has the authority to invoke the ban as it was currently written. Now, the current Muslim ban is not the same thing as what he initially had proposed, which is a total and complete ban on Muslims entering this country. But what he has been able to do is now he has a foot in the door. Now he says, okay, I have this legal backing. This court will back me now on this particular issue with this amount of blocks. Now let's go a little step further. Let's try and increment the Muslim ban. Let's try and add to the countries to the point where, you know, he adds every single country on the list, and then you have a de facto total and complete ban on Muslims entering this country. If you're not scared yet, you should be, because this is the xenophobia that he ran on. The Muslims and the Mexicans are getting the brunt of the xenophobia. And that's, it's terrifying what he's been able to, what he's done. We've had the situation on the border. You know, we've had, you know, his separating kids from their families. We've had just so many issues that are going on in this presidency that, you know, I, for one, just had to get back on the air. I had to start talking. Because people need to start listening, and more people need to start talking. Everybody needs to start talking. This is not the time to give up, even though it is, seems like there's a lot of defeat going around because things are going his way so far. And it's frustrating, and I found myself having a difficult time even coming back on the air this week, simply because of the fact that I couldn't, I don't like talking about this stuff because it's just so frustrating. It puts you in a real down and depressive mood. And, you know, there's been people that have commented about, oh, maybe I should talk about leaving the country. Maybe I should talk about just giving up. And, you know, it sounds easy to do. But for some people, it's not easy to do. And for everybody who talks about giving up on the country and would actually leave the country, I understand you have a family to take care of. But it's a very privileged action to take. And you would be leaving behind a lot of other people who currently cannot fight for themselves, who currently lack the ability to get up and leave, and they're stuck here. You know, there's the old Hebrew saying, the first one, that if I am not for myself, who will be for me? And if I am only for myself, who am I? And if not now, when? So obviously you need to take care of yourself, because you can't always rely that anybody else will. But if you only worry about yourself, what kind of person are you? And then, if not now, when? So if you're not going to do it now, when are you going to start? It's kind of what got me just the urge to just get finally just bite the bullet and get in the air. Because if I'm not going to start today, when are we going to start? When is the fight going to start? So let me go ahead and take the first commercial break. Again, if you want to join the show, it's 914-205-5772. That's 914-205-5772. This is Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left. That's right. Are you planning a trip to Disney soon? Do you want help avoiding spending mistakes and making the most of your vacation? Then check out Budgeteers.com, a new site devoted to helping you get the most mouse for your money. What kind of ticket should you get? Is the dining plan a good deal for you? Should you stay on grounds or not? Should you buy park hoppers? Many other sites are filled with information about what other people like to do, but Budgeteers is geared to help you make the best decision for you. So check out Budgeteers.com or go to YouTube.com/Budgeteers and help make your trip the best it can be. Budgeteers.com is not a travel agency and it is not affiliated with the Disney Corporation or any of its holdings. Are you someone who is looking to get into the ride-sharing business, be it for a side hustle or a full-time gig? Are you currently a rideshare driver wondering how to increase your earnings? Are you simply a new rider looking for first-time rider credits? Head on over to RideshareDan.com for those first-time rider credits, sign-up bonuses for new drivers, and my tips and tricks to help you make more money in the gig economy. And welcome back to Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. This is your host, Dan Zimmerman from New Orleans, Louisiana. To join the conversation, it's 914-205-5772, 914-205-5772. The chat room is also open. If you go to the show's page on Blog Talk Radio, you can join in on the chat. And if you're always able to, you can comment on the page liberaldan.com. So you heard those two commercials there. I'm promoting my own businesses. I'm going to be allowing people to buy additional advertisements if they want. Originally had that sort of idea set up with GoFundMe, but they seem to have changed things a little bit. So you can contact me on Twitter, or we can direct message, or we can figure out a way to chat about if you want to sponsor Liberal Dan Radio with advertising. You can feel free to do so. I'd be more than happy to set that up for you. And also, just if you want to support the show, you can. There will be a GoFundMe set up, and there is one. It's linked to on my Twitter account right now. I'll fix everything up on the ones in the days to come. So anyway, before I get back to the regular topics of the show, I did want to talk about my first clip bit that I do every week. It's the Hypocrite of the Week. And just as a history lesson for people who might not be aware of what I'm doing here and what's going on with these words that are about you're about to hear on my show. Hypocrite of the Week, Words of Redneck Wisdom. See, I'm just getting the cobwebs off. Words of Redneck Wisdom is usually done after the first break. It's been historically something that I've done on my show. And there was, to go back and to understand what spawned this idea, there was a guy who was at a conservative conference, but he went into an all-black conservative meeting area, and he started asking them why they didn't talk about Booker T. Washington instead of Frederick Douglass. And they had a conversation, and they said, well, Frederick Douglass was so good that he even told, he sent a letter to his former slave owner for forgiving him. And this guy says, for what? Giving him a food to eat and a roof over his head? More bombs are, I guess, going off. I mean, in the middle of the war zone, live feed from the war zone from the Second Civil War. I don't know if you can hear it through my microphone, but it's booming pretty loud out there. Anyway, so the entire crowd just gasped in shock and horror at this guy who was just terrible. And so he became my first installment of Words of Redneck Wisdom. And a lot of the weeks, if I don't find a live clip of a redneck talking about something, I will often read from his blog in a little twangy southern redneck sounding voice. So if you're listening and you don't know what the heck's going on and why a liberal show is airing these words, and actually this one was a little bit edited, interesting. So without further ado, here is this week's Words of Redneck Wisdom.
And now, this week's Words of Redneck Wisdom, brought to you by Liberal Dan Radio.
I am back, my friends. For reasons beyond my control, I decided to tuck tail and unpublish. For the first time in its history, I allowed this blog to be silent. It grated every nerve I still possess, and yet I allowed it. Why? For what? For nothing in the end. We gain nothing by compromising with our enemy. We gain nothing from departing our land of high endeavor. Henceforth, my feet will be firmly planted.
You have just heard more Words of Redneck Wisdom, brought to you by Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right.
And here's the interesting thing about that clip. I mean, typically, I don't agree with this guy at all. That I was mocking with my rednecky or with my rednecky voice. The whole thing is that he actually had taken a good break too, just like me. So am I trying to find some common ground with him? Not really. What I did notice though is that he took a break. He was a little fed up with things, just like me. But now he's coming back because he realized you can't just sit back and do nothing for what you believe in. You have to go ahead and take action. You have to go ahead. And now he is much more supportive of a more violent type of action than I am. If you read what his words support, I believe in defending yourselves, but this guy is a little ridiculous. in what he supports and what he says. But at the end of the day, I found myself similarly situated in that I was taking a break from all of this, and then I decided to just come back into it very recently, just as he did. So that's why I kind of found it ironic, maybe at least in the Alanis Morissette version of irony, that he would just recently come back, just like I was recently coming back. And considering the fact that I am often mocking him in his blog. So what's the story? I mean, there's so much since I've been on the air. And Flycatch, hey, Flycatch, he is someone who's in the chat room, so welcome. And just, I mean, the idea of where to start. I mean, you'd think I would, you know, start either with the Supreme Court, and I'll get to the Supreme Court in a second, the importance of the Supreme Court in a second. The other rulings by the Supreme Court show the importance of why the Supreme Court nominees and nominations was the most important thing in this previous election. And because we knew that at least there was going to be one spot that was going to be filled because the Republicans were not letting Obama sit anybody. And then we knew that there was likely to be one, if not two, people who would be stepping down over the course of this first term. Lord knows how long Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to last. I wish her lots of health, but she's old, and you can never rely on that. You know, her being able to stand pat for another few years until hopefully somebody gets to replace Donald Trump in the next election. Now, but the ruling that I kind of infuriates me, I guess, the most, and Frogcatch, I'm a conservative and live by common sense. Well, that's excellent. I appreciate common sense. I wish common sense was available on both sides of the aisle. Sometimes I am often berating those on my side of the aisle for lacking common sense as well. We have this ruling about the unions. And now, the ruling about the unions, I half agree with. In that, if somebody doesn't want to pay for union membership, they should not be compelled to do so. And I'm fine with that idea, and that's what the Supreme Court ruled. However, the Supreme Court ruling did not exist in a vacuum. And in many of these places where the Supreme Court has now ruled that you don't have to pay anything towards the unions, they are still mandating that the unions represent and the unions fight for these non-dues paying people. So if they create some sort of agreement on a wage agreement with any sort of, you know, with a public entity, I believe this is on public unions. So if the unions come to an agreement after negotiating with the government, then why should those non-union members get the benefit of that agreement? Look, don't pay. If you don't want to pay, don't pay. But don't get the benefit. Don't claim the benefits that come with what you previously were paying for. It's ridiculous. It would be like saying that the Chamber of Commerce would need to help represent businesses and business interests that don't pay their dues. It's silly. See, fine. What is the platform of the Democratic Party is being asked? What do you on what specific are you asking for, Flycatch? And I'll go back to that in a second. So that's the problem I have with the Supreme Court ruling. Not that it allowed people to not pay dues that didn't want to pay dues, but it still maintains the idea that people who don't pay dues can still benefit from the unions. You shouldn't be able to have your cake and eat it too. You should be able to say, I was a non-union supervisor in a union shop, and most part the employees were worthless. Well, I mean, and there's... I've criticized unions on some issues previously in the show as well. You should be able to fire somebody for cause, even if they're union. Now, the union should be there to make sure that it's done for cause. That's what should happen. And what should happen is what does happen, you know, a lot of times is different. But the unions one time did themselves a disfavor. They did themselves a disservice by when you had this example of where they were having protesters protesting, I think, Walmart, because they wanted Walmart to unionize. And the union did not hire union labor. I think the Daily Show did this. And why did the union not hire union labor? Because the union said union labor would have been too expensive. You're not going to win that way. You're not doing yourself any favors. But at the end of the day, my point here is that you shouldn't be able to have somebody qualify for any benefit that would come from union membership if you are allowed to not pay any union dues. You shouldn't get to be a freeloader on the work of unions if you're going to say, hey, I don't want to pay these dues. But then there's another side of this of the coin to consider, is that in a free market, if we have an actual free market and we were to, you know, the natural idea of a free market would be that, you know, people would be able to buy and sell their wares or their services or even their labor in this free market. But in businesses where there's the prices are elastic, or where you have a lot of duplication, where you have a lot of options, if you have alternatives to get labor, and when it comes to lots of unskilled labor, usually if there's one person who is in a job, there might be four or five people who want that job or who could easily fill that job. And so if a union gets together and says, hey, we're going to make a contract with this business, say, hey, we're going to give you this labor, we're going to do it under these terms, but under these terms, you also have to collect union dues from anybody who is hired, because everybody has to be part of the union. And so if you go to apply at a union shop, you should understand the fact that you're working for a union shop, and as such, you're going to be expected to pay union dues. Oh, we had a caller on the line too. I was too busy looking at the chat window. Let's see. We're going to get to the caller in a second. A hot topic for Democrats is immigration, both legal and illegal. It appears to me that they care more about these people more than a U.S. citizen. Well, I disagree in that. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can see what we feel is a disservice, or what we see as a problem or unethical treatment or what have you with people who are here in violation of our border policy, while also caring for our own. And a lot of things that I would say the Democrats do want to care for our own, you know, they just maybe do it in a different way, you know, that Democrats want universal health care, at least some sort of universal coverage to be able to make sure that people who, you know, aren't going to get sick and then force themselves into financial harm simply because they got ill. And then, you know, you have Republicans who tend to want to not have people have with pre-existing conditions get quality insurance products. And that was one of the main things from the Affordable Care Act, was it eliminated pre-existing condition clauses because you had cases where insurance companies were abusing those clauses and causing people to lose coverage because of a claimed pre-existing condition. Like, you know, they didn't cover for cancer because somebody had acne or something. I could do a whole show. I'm not going to get into the welfare is not caring, but a form of control and dependency. We could do a whole show debating that particular topic. Because I completely disagree. I think a lot of the people that argue that welfare causes dependency and control, I think they tend to put the cart before the horse. Like they say, people are on welfare or are in this position because of welfare. I'm saying they're in this position, they're on welfare because they're in this position, and we don't provide other opportunities to let them out. So, all right, let's go to the person on the phone. I haven't cleared this person yet. Hey, welcome to Liberal Dan Radio. Can you introduce yourself?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? This is Nod.
Good, how are you? Hey, what's going on, man? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, right. the troublemaker who's worse than you, for everybody in the chat room to know, yes, I'm worse than Dan is. But good to see you doing the show, man.
Oh, I'm glad to be back. I really needed to get back to doing it. I had a lot of personal things going on. I'm between development gigs. I'm doing pretty well for myself, even though I'm between gigs. My former employer picked me up as a contract worker. They were a nonprofit. They lost grant funding. Often my joke is probably because of you know who. I've been doing Uber and Lyft on the side just to kind of make ends meet, and I've actually been doing fine with everything. I figured it was the time now, especially since summer is a slower a season when it comes to Uber and Lyft, to start this back up, get in the process of doing things, because there are lots of important issues that need to be talked about. So did you want to ask us another question, or just want to stay online and listen?
I just wanted to add this to kind of what you've been – like, you've been running through a lot of things since I've been listening, just a lot of different topics. The one thing that stands out, though, is the lack of a good faith argument. Like, the other side that you're arguing with is not arguing in good faith. So they come up with these tropes and then try to fit them into reality. So the idea that welfare breeds the dependency, idea that Supreme Court ruling about unions was only about people being forced to pay union wages who don't want to. It's like, no, they're clearly trying to break the backs of the small scattering of, effective unions we have left. I think we are, like I've seen people talk about this on social media, I think we are in the second gilded age where corporate power and malfeasance and crony capitalism has run wild to the extent that not only are people being beat down by it, but some of them are willing to kiss the ring in the hopes that they'll be able to get the biggest crumbs. And it's kind of sad to see, man, but that's kind of where we are right now.
Well, you go take it all the way back to the Civil War, to the first Civil War, because apparently we're going through the second Civil War today. if you go back to the first Civil War, you will see that, you had lots of people fighting for the Confederacy. And a lot of those people did so without – there was no chance that they were going to ever – own a slave, or they were ever going to have a big plantation and live the lifestyle that these plantation owners were living. But they were led to believe that just with hard work and a little hard work and effort, that they're going to be able to also one day grab the brass ring, that they're going to be able to, get their own plantation. They're going to be able to have their own slaves, and they're going to be able to live this glorious life. Meanwhile, I've read studies saying that going into the back to modern age, that the odds of you becoming a millionaire through just simple hard work is more likely that you'll win the lottery and become a millionaire that way.
Well, just to stack on that though, this is the thing. I think most of them hope and think of that as a lotto way, but I think the majority of them just want a nice middle class wage to be able to take care of their family, the house, the car, just the normal thing. And even that is becoming something that's beyond the grasp of the average American. We're getting to the point to where it's like, look, either you're going to be for your local community and the nation, and you're going to push back, and you're going to kind of, show these people that there's a certain living standard that you see as the floor, and you're not going lower than that, or we're looking at a permanent underclass. So, I mean, there's definitely going to have to be some movement and some awakening out here, because we're getting to the point where now I see people on here arguing for Jeff Bezos. Look, Amazon doesn't need your help, buddy.
Right.
Jeff Bezos is going to be all right.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. And Flycatch in the chat room is like, stop with the them against us argument. Well, I mean, that's always that's what I'm constantly seeing from the conservatives, though, is that you have them saying, okay, well, it's the people that are coming in, it's thugs coming rushing across the border. It's the Muslims who are the problem. It's, that's what Donald Trump ran on. He ran on a them versus us argument. He said ban Muslims, total complete ban. He said he's going to build them all to keep the Meccan rapists out. JFK said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I was terrible, by the way, but I had to do it in some sort of voice. What you can do for your country, but not what you can do for your corporation. That's the thing.
Right. Right. And I don't do them and us versus conservatives. I do them and us in a class function, as in there's a certain class of folks, the ones responsible for globalism, who the finger needs to be pointed at. It's gotten to the point now to where if you do try to, you know, make some changes, they can simply ship your job out somewhere else. And now you have to work in a lower tier industry and move further along, you know, down the supply chain line. So, you know, that's the issue there. And as far as Dems, Repubs, yes, they're both responsible. That's how we have who we have elected, because he saw the problems that they left open. And politically, he walked into that void of all that resentment and, you know, and anger and anxiety, and was able to kind of capitalize on it. But that doesn't exist if the Dems and Repubs do their job for the last 30 years.
Right. And look, I am willing to call out hypocrisy and stuff on people on both sides of the aisle. In fact, the hypocrite of the week this week, I'm going to mute you for a second just so we can listen to the hypocrite of the week. So let's put that back on. And here it is. The hypocrite of the week this week is the Senate. Yes, the entire Senate. From Republicans who insisted that we wait until the results of an election to appoint the Supreme Court nominee, and now with an election coming to hold hearings immediately, to the Democrats who used the nuclear option to push through their nominees and now are complaining that the Republicans will do the same. All 100 of them need to go. To see who next week's Hypocrite of the Week will be, tune into Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right. And even my conservative friend in the chat room says amen. So I want every single one of these senators gone. I mean, there might be a few exceptions of the newly elected ones who are not involved in that, but I'm sure they will have the opportunity soon to prove that they're just as hypocritical as all the other ones. Now, like, it's kind of like the opposite. Like, I'm really intrigued. I haven't learned her name yet, but I'm really intrigued by the individual who was able to win and defeat the incumbent Democrat in the primary in New York. It's interesting to see that she was able to unseat such an entrenched person. I mean, the same thing happened to Eric Cantor, a few years back, and, you know, other people were also shocked, but you can do some things with grassroots. But I'm going to be interested to see, you know, when she gets to Congress, like if she's able to win. I'm sure she's going to win in the runoff or in the general election, but when you get to that position, and once she gets there, you know, is she going to have to compromise? Is she going to have to vote on bills that allow things that she doesn't like in order to get things that she does? And will the people that supported her, because they wanted somebody more to the left, they wanted somebody who wasn't going to be, you know, centrist, quote unquote, are they going to be okay with the idea that she's now having to vote fourth in order to get something that she wants? She's going to have to vote for something she doesn't like. And, or if she doesn't compromise and said only wants, will she then vote against something she does like instead of because it causes her to vote for something she doesn't like, which also might make her supporters upset because they didn't get the thing voted for that they wanted her to vote for. So that's pragmatism. And I understand pragmatism, and that's put an argument about pragmatism with a conservative on Facebook, who didn't like my comments when I said, if you have one Nazi, if you have 10 people eating dinner at a table with one Nazi, you have 11 Nazis. Because if you're knowingly sitting enjoying a meal with a Nazi, that more than likely makes you a Nazi. And so, you know, I'm willing to be pragmatic, but not to that level. I'm not willing to say, oh, well, maybe that Nazi has some other good qualities. No, I think Nazism trumps everything else. But back to the whole idea of the Senate and the hypocrisy. I mean, clearly, this is not just pragmatism. This is utter and complete BS. You know, you can't complain that one side uses – the Republicans complain about it. They threatened to use it first. They said, hey, we're going to use the nuclear option. And then until the Gang of Eight got together and said, okay, this is the deal we're going to make. We're going to allow these certain nominees to come through but not these other ones. And then the Gang of Eight, all the centrists that were left in the Senate went away, or most of them went away. And then, you wound up having the Democrats after they lost their 60-vote majority after 2 years. Those Democrats then had to seat somebody, and then they decided, okay, we're going to use the nuclear option, even though we complained about the threat from previously. And then Republicans are like, hey, that's not okay. And now the Republicans out there in power, they hypocritically use it. So it's just, it's one of the problems with politics. And I will talk about this one until I'm blue in the face, because now Flycatch says, I thought Bernie was a socialist and this woman exceeded him. There are several things that she ran on that I can understand why people, you know, have a problem with. But I saw the list that was forwarded on social media. It was all the things that Hannity was suggesting that she ran on that made her a negative. And one of them was like support for old people and like making sure that, you know, we have health care for people and making sure to return back to the old financial regulation standards that put a stop on certain unethical activities that these corporations want to do. I mean, some of her ideas are perfectly reasonable. And yeah, I'm probably not going to agree with her on every single thing. I'm probably, you know, I'll be pragmatic. She'll probably be better than the person, at least in my opinion, than the Republican candidate who might run against her. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, these things aren't hard to find out. She's a member of DSA, Democratic Socialist of America. You can look them up, look at their platform, look at the things they believe. And yeah, they got some interesting candidates that are thinking about things that actually affect citizens' lives. But we've gotten to this point to where it's like Tourette's, to where we got certain words that people just reactively, you know, kind of vomit. Oh, no, not this person. Is it? No. Read the person's platform. Listen to what the person has to say. If you agree, you do. If you don't, you don't. But the idea that other political ideas shouldn't be even on the table, that's how we got to the point to where we are right now. The neoliberal Dems, who Democrats have been voting for 30 years, who have not changed anything and will fight for all corporate ideas but won't fight for the ideas that their citizens on the left want. I think right now you're seeing the left kind of in their Tea Party phase, to where they're figuring out, okay, these corporate Dems that we send to Washington aren't going to do things that we actually care about. They're only going to unify on things that aren't important to us. So people are coming with a different idea, the same way you guys on the right united behind people when you started calling those other folks rhinos and decided the conservatives you wanted to roll with. But this idea that these people are other and these people aren't real Americans and all that stuff, no, man. Read the party platform. Check them out. If you agree, then, you know, keep it moving. But if you don't, then you don't. But that doesn't make the person like some kind of, you know, alien trying to ruin the country. Like, get out of here, man. We got to be a little more mature. Politically,
I agree. And my wife is actually wanting to go to catch some fireworks, so I'm actually going to end the show a little early today. But does anybody want to have any? I'm going to continue all these discussions and these topics for the next few weeks, because there's so much stuff that I started the show on that I just I wouldn't be able to fit it into the hour and a half that I had originally slotted for the show. But again, I will be back next week at 8 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk Radio here. And again, you can follow me on Twitter, Liberal Dan Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Liberal Dan as well. So let me go ahead and I'm going to end it. Thank you guys for, you know, from the chat and for calling in and both taking a part.
Corruption.
Oh, wait,
racism.
I'm sorry. See, I'm still rusty. I'm still really rusty, and I haven't quite yet gotten used to getting back to everything. Yeah, I was like, wait, I didn't think my ending was an hour, more than a minute. Okay, here's the start of the end. So again, thank you all both so much. Flycatch, I would love to talk to you about, you know, the more issues you have with her and other things. Come back. I am happy to discuss any issue with anybody. Thank you again for calling in as well. I'll be back here again, 8 p.m. Central, liberaldan.com, facebook.com/liberaldan, at liberaldanradio on Twitter. Until next week, Dan Zimmerman with Liberal Dan Radio. Talk from the left, that's right.